DJ, drop a beat.
Not another podcast.
Not another podcast.
Not another podcast.
Not another podcast.
What the hell is wrong with you people?
Those people are the freaks, man.
Price.
Oh my God, who the hell cares?
James.
I am sick and tired of everyone telling me I'm confused.
Big Jim.
I told you. What did I tell you? Didn't I tell you? Cause I told you.
Samantha.
I am gonna have regular sex with you whether you like it or not.
Not another podcast.
Welcome to Not Another Podcast. I am Bryce, again, without James, but with Jim.
Yeah, so there's still technically a James present.
There is.
Just not the James, yeah.
I kind of feel like it's an upgrade, James. I'm just throwing that out there.
I'm like Dollar Tree James. I'm like, there's a James you can go to like Walmart and buy like the store quality version of. Or if you want to like save a couple of bucks, you can go to the place in the strip mall next to the massage parlor and the tattoo place. And you can get like another version of James if you need to, if you like, that's all your money can afford.
Are you sure you're not more like the Big Lots James?
Ooh.
Because it's not bad.
Yeah.
It's like
true.
It's like good quality.
You know, it's,
at
it's
an affordable
price.
I feel like we should be getting endorsed by them now.
Well, Big is my first name, so there I think maybe I am a Big Lots James. I'm like a Dollar Tree James.
There
so
you
we'll go.
Go
with that.
That sounds better.
Yeah. Hell, fuck yeah.
That sounds way better.
I'm putting that on my resume right now. Unemployed comedian needs work. Also, Big Lots. So
similar to Big Lots.
So where is James today? I forget.
He's too good for us.
Oh,
apparently.
Well, there is that.
No, I think he's working all day. So, unfortunately, he can't make time for us
because
he's all hoity-toity.
Sometimes daddy cares about work more than he cares about his children. So
I know.
I guess that's kind of where I'm feeling the short that we fall into.
I'm feeling kind of neglected, and I think we need to throw a tantrum.
We should find some Big Brothers, Big Sisters, the other podcast.
We should replace him. Onto.
Yeah, just, not like all the time, but just like on the weekends and like, you know, every other Wednesday, something like that. Where we could go and play air hockey with them and like go putt-putt, do some fun stuff like that.
Take them to a custody hearing.
Exactly. Show you what you're doing wrong.
This is what a father's supposed to be like.
Father James. Wow, does that sound like a creepy pedophile priest? I don't really know what does.
God, so. It does. Oh my God.
Yeah, really. Father James McTouchy. and our mother of the Iron Fist. First Methodist Church.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah. But it's been crazy, man. It's been a crazy week.
Yeah.
You know
this,
I know this. Yeah.
Yeah, you had job situation change, which I'm very proud of you for.
Well, I mean, again, it's one of those decisions that you have to kind of make because you have to make them. But, you know, you feel empowered in the moment. It's like that Jerry Maguire moment when he walked in. He's like, all right, I'm leaving. Who's coming with me?
Yeah.
You look around and you realize that everybody else kind of feels the same way that you do about the situation that you're in. But nobody wants to give up their insurance.
Yeah.
And their income and all that other fun stuff. So you just kind of have like, you know, to go down that river on your own. But
sometimes you have to make that gamble.
Exactly.
Yep.
Exactly. So, I mean, there's that. Also, this last weekend, I went to my 20th high school reunion.
I saw that. How did that go?
Well, still not valedictorian, even after 2 decades.
God, snubbed again.
Yeah.
The election was rigged. It was rigged, I tell you.
You know, I know a lot of the people in the election.
They're the greatest. They're the most bestest.
The decision making. They're good people. I know them. They think of me as good people. Sincerely. This is like the worst Donald Trump impersonation ever.
Oh, my God. Donald Trump is the worst Donald Trump impersonation ever.
Wow. Dude, put that on a goddamn T-shirt. We need to sell like those all day, every day.
Just sell them at Hillary rallies.
Donald Trump is the worst Donald Trump ever. Yeah, exactly. Because, I mean, sure, you know, because you got to think about, like, the name itself is not so unique out there. Like, I watch a lot of daytime TV now that I'm unemployed. So I see a lot of interesting names that parents have come up with over the years. So the name Donald has gone back many years. I mean, you've got Donald Duck. You know, you've got various other Donalds that have been, you know, famous over the years. Or just like standard Donalds. Maybe you've got an Uncle Don or a Donnie that you know that used to come over to the bar all the time. Then he got locked up, you know, for doing some bad shit, you know, doing some cops or whatever. But then again, Trump also, it's a very common name as well. So there's got to be some people in this country, got to realize this, there's some Donald Trumps in this country that have to hate every single day that they share
a name.
They can't go to fucking Starbucks. They can't order a goddamn coffee. You say, okay, I got a coffee for
Donald Trump.
Donald Trump? Wait, hold on. I didn't spit in this one real quick. Can you hold on for a second?
Let me swirl it around with my dick.
I know his spit is very good spit. It's very solid. There's a lot of fluids in his mouth. A couple of
very consistent.
Or whatever. You know, I'm very good friends with his bacteria. So, and I go, you got to know that every day these poor motherfuckers have to deal with. You know, if you go to school, maybe you have a teacher. But they, so, good morning, Mr. Trump. And they're like,
oh God.
I'm just going to put this bottle of whiskey on my desk.
I'm just going to carry it around. Fuck it.
Yeah.
I won't get in trouble. They'll just say, Mr. Trump. And I'll say, fuck my life. Don't call me that. Call me Don. Because I don't want anything to do with Donald. But the funny part is, his last name isn't even Trump.
What?
It's Drump.
Seriously?
Yes.
Hold on. Because I saw a couple of memes, but I thought that was just basically trying to like kind of combine like, you know, douchebag and Trump and they kind of like put those two together. So his legitimate last name is Drump?
Yes. So John Oliver did a expose on it because
was it last night tonight or last week tonight thing?
Yeah. It was.
Yeah. Oh, he's so good.
So fucking funny, and he's so true about the subjects that he talks about. They're very passionate and well researched and yet funny. But
it's a base in fact.
He tried to get an interview or. Or he tweeted something out a while back and Donald Trump gave him shit for using like a pseudonym last name as John Oliver, because Oliver is not his last name. And he said he should be proud of his history or his heritage. And come
balls.
To find out,
I mean, you gotta have some kind of appreciation for the balls of somebody that's got that kind of audacity in them.
Yeah. So they decided to do some research and come to find out that Drumpf is his last name. So they made hats that said, make Donald Drumpf again.
Gert again?
Yeah. No,
it's
but
basically it... a little dyslexic designer hat wear for the rest of your campaign.
It'd probably help him out.
Oh, man. Like... I mean, again, in all sincerity, you have to acknowledge and almost appreciate someone that is just that detached from reality.
Yeah.
And just live in that semblance of, it is my world. I am a thimble's, you know, width away from, I wouldn't say cunt hair because I know this is, you know, FCC and everything. But like, you know, a pubic, you know, follicle away from being potentially our next president and having that level of delusion.
I know.
The fact that you yourself are that much of a, you know, illusionist in the fact that you're not using your actual real name. And so when somebody calls you on it, there's gotta be a part of you that thinks, I mean, those of us that have some kind of like minor conspiracy mindset, maybe he just thinks that A, no one's gonna even care, or B, this is just going to bring more attention to me, which is what I want, which is what any kind of bully or sociopath wants, ideally, is they want all eyes on me, fucking Tupac style. And so the fact that you're going to call John Oliver out for not using his actual last name, knowing that you're just leaving yourself wide open. Like, you know, it's like when Ryu is gearing up for his gigantic dragon uppercut, and you're just like, oh, I forgot to hit, you know, X or whatever, and then here it comes, and you just, you get knocked the fuck out. How are you gonna seem like you're, you, well, you know what, at least I was, you know, I was in the fight, just a little
you
bit.
You can't be
know,
the I bigger mean, man. And
yeah,
he doesn't think ahead to anything he does or says. There's no forethought of consequences or what the outcome could be.
Agreed. And, no, I agree 100%.
And that's scary to think of as somebody who could, not going to happen, but could be our president.
Yeah.
So.
See, and, I'm sorry, go ahead.
No,
I'm gonna
cut you off. No, go ahead.
No, you first.
No, you
it's
first.
It's your show. I'm just guessing on it.
I am. You're just riding the coattails.
I am Big Lots Jim. Okay, this is top shelf Bryce that we're talking to or listening to right now.
But so for the show today, we for some reason I decided that we should watch the final debate, and I regret that every fucking second of it.
Well, as much as we could, because since, in all sincerity, I can only ingest it in certain amounts. It's like a turducken. You can't eat the whole thing at once.
I know. That's exactly what I had to do. I had to do segments of it so I wouldn't lose all of my sanity listening to Donald Trump and looking at his face. So I watched part of it. I watched
the presidential centipede.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Presidential centipede. Just like you can take segments into you and then shit them into somebody else's mouth, because that's really what it kind of feels like hearing these people talk.
Oh my God, I know.
Did you come? That's not a no. I didn't hear a no. Daddy didn't hear a no. Daddy, all Daddy heard was just like a, oh.
Oh man, I can't even. So I started watching it. I took like 2 pages of notes in the first 20 minutes. And I just, so, all right. So first of all, I want to say, or I would like to ask you, who was the winner?
You know, in all honesty, is as easy a target as Trump is. And trust me, there ain't nobody painting a bigger fucking target on their front, their back, their top, their bottom, everything, as Trump does with everything that he does, because all he sees is attention. You know, he's like a spoiled child, which I'm more than certain he is.
Definitely is.
And so, and the fact that it's gotten to this point where he's still this supposedly close, there's been polls taken in various states, but. And again, not to sound like I've got some bitter grapes to chew, but when it was Hillary and Bernie Sanders was slaughtering her in states based on the Democratic registered voters in that state saying, this is the person that we want to represent our platform, our party. And yet, for some reason, the person who's in charge of making that decision would just say, well, I know this is what 75 to 23%, including a 2% error for margin, want, but I'm going to go with Hillary because I truly believe that I know what's better than umpteen thousand or hundreds of thousands of people in my own state want to have
happen. Yeah.
That's water under the bridge at this point. I've got no ground to stand on at this point. Bernie's come out and has said, I saw a couple of interviews with him where he basically says, like, you know what, it isn't about so much, and again, I'm paraphrasing a little bit, isn't so much about getting Hillary elected, but not let this fucking Cheeto skin bag with no fucking hair and has no fucking clue how to run a business, let alone a goddamn country, anywhere near the launch codes or any kind of foreign relation. We're just trying. Obama, say what you will about the man, he has fallen short on a couple of things. In my eyes, he pulled this country out of a fucking nosedive that was just aiming us directly towards the center of the planet.
Yeah, we were.
And pulled us out.
He stopped he stopped the recession from getting worse. And he had a horrible situation that he got thrown into. And with the resources he was given by not getting any partisans or bipartisan support to fix it, he stopped the recession and got us going the other direction.
Yeah. You know, and again, you sent me a message earlier this week saying, like, you know, I'm sure at this point, a lot of our listeners are probably, you know, overhearing about the election. But at the same time, it's all, if you give a shit about how you're going to be living for the next at least
4 years. This is a huge part of our country right now.
Yeah. Fuck the Kardashians. Fuck, you know, 90 Days and Married or whatever the fuck reality show is on A&E or whatever the fuck's out there. You know, yes, granted, Walking Dead is coming back this Sunday, so something to look forward to.
I think it came back last Sunday, didn't it?
Well, no, no, the last Sunday they showed a retrospective of like the last 6 months, which is great because I started watching
the first season and then kind of fell off, so I need to get back onto that.
No, I was like 5 minutes away from going to bed. Because I had to get up the next morning and take my kiddo to daycare. Actually, I had to drop my Leah off at work beforehand. But I'm just like, you know what?
Fuck it. I'm staying up.
Clipping through, just like, oh, there's another hour. It's the last six seasons of The Walking Dead, sort of like all wrapped up in like one little hour bundle. Fuck yeah, I'm gonna watch that. And so now I got all caught up, and now I'm more ravenous than ever. I'm a walker. I'm a reaver. I'm a weaver, if you will.
You're a believer. At least you're not a believer. But ever watch Boondock Saints, the movie?
Oh, yes. And the sequel. And waiting for desperately the next
one.
Did you
see the announcement that they are working on the third one? I am so fucking excited.
If they start in the White House, I think, you know, if Trump gets elected, or not even the White House, if they start at Trump Plaza and then just start slaughtering, because that's where the most rich and corrupt motherfuckers live. That's where that first movie should have ended, was them crawling through the air ducts of Trump Plaza with your fucking rope, just trying to find a way with your fucking silencer guns. Oh, well, fucking, you know, what's his name's got rope or whatever, but we're getting way off topic here. trying to draw it back here a little bit, you know. And as much of an obvious lightning rod as Trump is, something that I've been doing the past week or two was watching other videos that show just how corrupt, and she is, Hillary and the entire Clinton campaign were before they were before Bill got elected, while they were elected, what Hillary got away with. She got pardoned by her own husband. That's kind of, you know, suspicious. So again, she's not clean by any sense of the imagination.
There is no perfect person.
You know? Yeah. But there was, and his name was Bernie, and for some reason he got bought out. But again, no bitter grapes. There's still no grapes around here. There's just nothing but cheese and crackers. But it breaks my heart that this one guy that had this awesome plan to fix this whole thing happened. But he's like, you know what? It's not about, you know, to paraphrase again poorly, it's not about necessarily getting Hillary elected.
It's stopping Trump.
Stopping Trump. Because at this point, this seems like a really bad. You remember the Transformers, the movie, when Megatron got turned into Galvatron? Mm-hmm. And then when Megatron got turned into Galvatron, he returns to Cybertron. Okay, nerds, fucking prick your ears up. there's a part where Starscream's like, you know, he's crowning himself the king or the leader of the Decepticons, and here comes Galvatron's like, this is bad comedy. That's what this fucking election is. This is bad fucking
comedy.
Yeah,
this
comedy.
Is a this there's shows this it. Shows what a joke our election system is.
Yeah, and yet we love to scream down every other country's throat, this is what you need. Yeah. And it's obviously not, because we can't make it work. We've had 250 goddamn years to try and get on that fucking board.
Yeah,
so.
we still have a lot that we could do to make this a better system. But let's bring this back around a little bit. I just looked up one of the most recent polls from 538, and the chances of Donald Trump winning the election. Care to take any guesses?
I'm going to say there are at least, a bare minimum, 3% better than me ever winning Powerball or scoring with Kat Denning from Two Broke Girls. That's a big-chested lady.
Oh, I know who she is.
Yeah, I know, right? And Sandra Bullock at the same time in the same hot tub. About 3% difference between those two. I don't know the numbers on that, but I'm fairly certain pretty close.
So he has a 13.3% chance of becoming president.
Sweet. So I've got a better chance of scoring with... I mean, yeah, it's probably going to be the last one before the missiles drop.
Before nuclear winter sets in.
Cancer. But still, bro, like, great story to tell those other angels in heaven. 13% chance.
So...
Well, and the thing, too, is like... Popular media, they're just pumping this into us that there is a solid chance that he still has this whole effort, even though no major, as far as I know, no major publication
has endorsed him,
has had any endorsement at all whatsoever. And he, at the same time, he's saying that Saturday Night Live is trying to rig the election when a presidential candidate comes out and says, look, here's the thing. I knew John Belushi, sold him a lot of coke. He was a very good customer. He's a very good friend of mine. Some bad things happened. I don't know where he's at right now, probably up in like the Catskills or whatever. Still a very good friend of mine, but whatever. It is what it is. But this horrible show that needs to be canceled years ago, they're painting me in a bad light. Like, no. First of all, they painted you in the perfect light. Was it Alec Baldwin?
Yes.
Oh, dude. And just like... Just I could not, short of like 30 Rock, I have not seen Alec Baldwin just pull off such a perfect encapsulation of the character. And the 30 Rock character was him kind of to a T, poking fun at himself, because that's what Alec Baldwin can do. Him just tearing Trump down to his base core, and like with the facial expressions and the one-liners and everything else, it was perfect on point.
Did you hear that Trump came out, I think it was today actually, and he said that he would only agree with the election results if he's declared the winner?
I saw that. He's like, I want all the people that have supported me and love me and this, that, or the other, that I will fully endorse and support the decisions of the American people. I'm, again, paraphrasing poorly, but, I will do all of these things ... if I win. And I'm just like, oh, sincerely, like, and again, it takes a sociopath to think that at this point, your own party, A, has renounced you.
Yeah.
You're doing nothing but damage control.
And that's what...
We're throwing damage control.
Yeah, that's what the Republicans are doing. And the thing is, they backed the wrong horse, and it's going to hurt them badly, because they're going to start losing Senate seats and House seats. And it's...
I mean, who's going to...
It's going to make a very... It's going to give Clinton a very easy path to pass laws, because there's not going to be resistance, because it's going to be a Democratic system.
Absolutely. Yeah. And again, there's no guarantee that that's the better way. You know, there's dude, fucking, like... I'm watching local Pennsylvania senators sort of going back and forth about, like, you know, Katie McGinty and John Toomey, I believe. Those are the two that are the major ones here in Pennsylvania. And again, like, I want to see a political cartoon where the American voter shows up to the poll to place their vote in. But it's hard for them to do so because they're so encrusted in mud, because that's all this election has been.
Yeah.
Is this person is a horrible, soulless human being that wants nothing more to sell your jobs to the other side of the country, to let terrorists in, to ruin your life at every possible turn. But ours is the savior. He's the one that can actually turn things around. And then you hear, like, the next commercial, which is almost like, in tandem, this is the person that is also horrible and everything else, but our candidate is the one that you need to be voting for. So there's no real definition of, like, what are you going to bring to the table when it all comes down to it? But Republicans at this point, they've already had George Bush for two years.
Two terms.
Sorry, George Bush 2.0, with Dick Cheney, who, for all practical purposes, was Darth Vader, sans the suit. Because I'm pretty sure James Earl Jones refused to do the voice whenever they had to have an interview with fucking Dick Cheney. His first name is Dick. I mean, come on. Can you think of a more evil fucking, you know, person or a more apt name or something like that? I mean, I've got a Dick, but mine's chaotic neutral. Mine doesn't have any kind of hatred towards anybody. I'm just all about trying to, like, you know, help the world out But, you know, at the end of the day, what it boils down to is neither candidate is clean in the whole sense of things. And when you start delving deep into what Hillary Clinton sort of has with not just her, but Bill and the family in the background, the pictures you see of them in country clubs of Hillary and Bill and Donald and wife of the week, you know, all together at the same photo op, you know, they're all just like horribly rich, tainted, disgusting human beings. And one of those two motherfuckers is going to get the job. I kind of feel like there was some conversation that was had at some point, and this does sound like a meme, but the more these debates go on, the more this thing goes on, the more I kind of feel it's the reality. You see that, you know, I want to see more than anything, I would love to see a woman be president more than anything in the goddamn world. Because women create life. Women know about the sanctity, the importance of life more than anything else. Men know about fighting, more than likely, other men. You know, they know about, like, you know, I got a sword, he's got a sword, who's going to win? That's what's going to help protect who? My wife and my children. And that's the most important thing. But Hillary, in my opinion, is not the best, you know, example of this whole thing. And if she does get elected, which, I mean, if he can't win against a fucking orange-tinted clown...
with a dead rodent that's on his head.
Exactly. Like, you know, he bought, like, the Dollar Tree Daniel Boone hat that, you know, it was a skunk. But they didn't have quite enough skunk to make the hat, so they sort of, like, we'll put most of it there. You know, this will take care of, like, you know, his weird, you know... Does he not know that he's, like, actually the color of an Oompa
Loompa? I don't think he does.
I have no idea.
I don't.
I am terrified to think that there's going to be, like, this chorus of, like, other Donald Trumps that just sort of come out that are, like, about maybe knee-high. And, like, Trump, dump, durfity-do, here is another presidency for you. Like, I don't want to see that. But at the same time, Hillary is not a good choice either. Because things that she's committed, the things that she... When the FBI calls her out on the fact that, no, we have actual definitive evidence. Well, I lost these emails. Well, we know who sent them, so we've got that back, that paper trail to show you what you've done. Benghazi, fucking Watergate, Watergate is coming from the 70s.
I do want to push back on you a little bit there with the whole Benghazi thing, because it's not directly...
Oh, bring it.
It's not necessarily directly her fault.
I see where
because I agree. While she's the Secretary of Defense, it's not necessarily her position to make those calls of how many people are at a given place. So there's that. And then if you want to get into it, then what about the Bush administration, who had several embassies attacked and dozens, if not hundreds, of people killed? So
and that's just over there. Here in the country, you know, FEMA with Katrina, with all the other stuff right now, I mean, the one thing, as much as I would love to sort of hoist Barack Obama onto my shoulders and be like, you know, one of the best presidents of all time, fucking goddamn Detroit, man, their water is defiled. Like, there's nothing.
It's all over the country. It's not just Detroit.
You can't drink it. Yeah, it's all politicians are horrible. Why do they not start electing podcasters? Because we're the ones that have the ear of the country.
Exactly.
Why do they not elect podcasters as ones that are run shit?
We know what we're doing. I am going to send you.
You said convincing.
I don't have to convince anybody. Anyway. I just have to convince more people than Donald Trump. But I am going to send you a link.
You're breaking up.
What was that?
So you're breaking
okay,
up
yeah,
a
you,
little bit
you were too.
Say again?
I am going to bring, or I'm going to send you a link to a podcast that I listened to that talks about, they talked about the email scandal kind of from a legal perspective because it is a lawyer. So he can explain the laws a little bit better than I can. So I will send that to you.
Yeah.
So you can kind of understand from a legal perspective that whole mess.
We're talking about Benghazi specifically?
No, the email scandals.
Or just
yeah, just the email part. The FBI, why they decided not to to bring any charges, that kind of thing.
Well, again, that's one. I don't mean
no,
to touch
fine.
Up because again, this is the Bryce Show. I am special guest, Big Loss, Big Jim.
You're still a part of the show, even though you decided to leave.
Oh, don't!
I'm just kidding.
Daddies don't leave. Daddies are here from a distance. We love you.
Daddy just went to go get cigarettes.
And he's just, I'm still, I mean, they've got no Marlboro Light.
I got to drive around town.
It's weird. It's like the 15th.
Come on.
State. It's horrible. It really is. Thanks, Obama.
Camels don't go good with the bourbon.
it's vodka,
okay.
by the way. Anyway. so, but yeah, just, I, in all sincerity, like, I've watched a lot of videos that actually go through all the things that the Clinton administration have done, have pulled off. Bill put his wife in charge of healthcare reform when he was in office. And it was one of the biggest failures in American presidential history. And they were going to bring charges against Hillary. And guess who pardoned her? Bill. So I mean, like, obviously, like I said, she's
she's not clean by
clean
far
by any
and I and I'm not trying to say that she's a saint, and I'm not excited by either candidate.
You know, Grover from the Sesame Street, I would love to see him as president. You know, because I mean, if we're gonna have a fucking puppet,
it might
office,
as well be a physical
puppet in all university
life?
yeah or like a Teddy Ruxpin, that way you can just be place the tape in the spine.
Hi, I'm Teddy Ruxpin.
I'm your president-elect for the next 4 years. Do you want to hear a story that's going to last the next fucking, 365 days? You know, press my palm now for more information.
So,
you know, it's like, this feels, to me, I'm sorry, I don't mean to cut you off, but it feels like this is an attempt to get a woman elected for the first time ever, after we've had a black man elected for the first time ever. And to say anything against Barack in the capacity of what he's done in two elections, which he has won outright without.
Yeah, there was no question.
And he's gone against him. He's won those. He's done he brought us back from the brink, from one of the worst recessions this country's ever seen. And so now we're going to try and get a woman elected. Well, how are we going to do that? Well, if we're going to do that, we're not going to be able to put her up against someone that actually has any kind of a political experience, because all the old, old man rhetoric that this country was kind of built on is going to say, I don't want a woman in office because, she's a woman. It's a man's job or whatever. We're going to need to find some cartoonish character that is just so ridiculous.
There's
no
unelectable
possible way that we would ever possibly go for him. But we're here now, and we're 19 days, 18 days, whatever, away from, we're half a month away from what will be the most stressful day for everyone including people that work at liquor stores. Because trust me,
there's going to be a lot of drinking.
Just handing out, just throwing bottles.
They need to set up shop next to the polling stations. So, where you're at, do you physically have to go to a polling station now?
I do, but the good news is my polling station is almost maybe two blocks away from excellent. Where I live. It's a fire station.
So
and my mom has worked there for the past, I don't know how many elections. She's actually a, she worked, maybe not that one specifically, but she's worked for the past couple of elections in areas all around the city as someone that's there to count up the votes and offer them up.
Nice.
And, but at the same time, though, there's been situations where even in the preliminaries, like I said, again, bitter grapes, not in my mouth, but still somewhere, when people were trying to vote during the Democratic, even the Republican, even when Trump was on the market, there were these diversions. Like, you know, we can't take any more voters today. Well, I'm so sorry I took the day off of fucking work to come down here to cast my vote, which is my fucking God-given right. Here in a democratic society, why can't I do that?
Yeah.
And yet somehow that was allowed without any kind of, well, it came up with the news and then boom, instantly gone. By the way, Jennifer Lawrence is now dating, you know, fucking Will Smith or whatever.
He's married. So I doubt that.
Weird
shit. I know what you
mean. Come up, you know, dangle some jingly keys over here and all of a sudden the attention is gone. You know, and so they're like, oh, we want to make sure that the polls are, you know,
they're
you
fair,
truthful, and everything else.
And I think it's that's a part of the reason that we need to get away from polling stations and do like we do here in Oregon, where you mail in your ballot. So you don't have to go waste your time waiting in line to go cast your vote.
But how long would that take, though? I mean, like, you've got, like, you got 50 states, I think, at least.
Well, they can run it.
I know, is Guam?
Yeah, you know, but they can run these through computers a lot faster. So in Oregon, the election results don't take nearly that long.
But what was it that caused Bush Jr. to get elected in Florida? Was this whole, like, you know, I think it was electronic voting thing?
I could be wrong. I'm not sure. Again, that podcast that I'm going to send you over to, they did a Bush v. Gore and broke down how that whole situation panned out. And they do a really good job explaining it. So I'm going to send you over to that one.
Okay.
But
so fans of the podcast, you stop, you hit pause.
You will go on iTunes website or your podcasting app of choice, and you will find opening arguments. And you will start with Bush v. Gore 1 and go from there. But basically, it comes down to the amount of third-party votes that were cast and how it skewed the number of votes for one side and the other. It's this big, long thing, so I would highly recommend listening to that to really go over it and explain it legally-wise how it worked.
Not to look at the pen after the hogs got out of the, you know, the of the barn, but who do you think should have won in that
Gore
election? Just, you know, in your own,
it should have been Gore.
Yeah. And could you imagine a world where that would have happened?
Yeah, we wouldn't have had the Iraq War, so we wouldn't have had thousands of dead soldiers and tens of thousands of dead civilians.
Yeah. And what's worse is, you know, again, the war has been just this ongoing thing where, you know, people that did not fight in it don't really understand it because they see it as, like, you know, a ticker at the bottom of the screen of how many were lost today or whatever.
And I have a friend that was over there. He did a tour over there and he came back and he was changed. He saw some really bad shit.
There's just no way for that not to be an effective factor. And that's one thing that, you know, we've been entrenched in this whole thing. And granted, one of the promises that Obama made before he got elected was that he wanted to end that war. But again, you know, it's so easy to throw shade on people who are just like, you know what? Well, so-and-so said that he was going to do this, and it didn't happen. Well, it's not his one decision. It's not like a, it's not like you have a switch in the White House. It says
war, war off.
Or
yeah.
No war. Flip it. Okay.
We're done.
Okay, we're done. Yep. Bring them all back.
No, they have to.
Yeah, no. It's not
they thing. Have to do the withdrawal correctly, and they have to have an established military and government that can take care of themselves, basically. And with the ISIS takeover, it's shown that they were not prepared fully for it. I'm not saying we should have kept soldiers there, but they were definitely not prepared to defend themselves. And that's a big reason that ISIS has become such a big issue now. But let's...
And the easy... And the easy
no, oh, sorry, I was... Go ahead. Finish your thought, and then we'll bring this back to the debate, quote unquote.
I had like 9 other, you know, shades of stuff I was going to go on, but please I apologize for you first. And then if we have time for the next hour and a half of stuff I was going to, because I had like some conspiracy theory shit that was going to go on.
Jet fuel doesn't burn that hot.
Hold that back. Well, no, not so much that, but it's just more like, you know, so who are we fighting? Okay. And who put them there? And so why are we still there? Oh, okay, because there's more money to be made in fighting said war and ruining said lives and families and people that genuinely love this country and come back to this country broken and torn and fractured, and the country that sent them out there to do so gives not fuck one about how the fuck they're going to be when they come back here. If they do, don't worry.
We don't have a good.
Don't worry. You're gonna have a flag over your fucking
your coffin,
and you're gonna get. Yeah, you're gonna have a little triangle you can sort of put in your house somewhere with your name on it and your medals and everything else, as opposed to fucking being straight the fuck up, and again.
I agree that we don't have a good system for returning soldiers. They don't get the support they need, and there's such a huge stigma on mental illness that they are ashamed to ask for help, because they are trained and taught asking for help is a weakness, and we have to get away from that.
Families are ones that, like, you know, their families are ones that think that, you know, my relative gave this much of his life to this cause. Now, where the fuck is the support now that he's back home, quote unquote, safe and sound? Where the fuck is that, you know, for them? Well, it's nowhere to be seen. Well, that's fucking unacceptable. So at this point, why the fuck are we there? Why the fuck are we ruining other countries' lives? And then you turn around and wonder, why is it these other countries hate us so much? Well, jeepers creepers, let's take a quick hot mom, you know, and think about that for a hot minute. But again, I've got 9 different shades of conspiracy theories.
That'll be great for another good show.
I'm sure James will be busy next week. It's fine. We just keep cracking this out. Yeah.
So what was your biggest takeaway from this debate?
It was watching, and again, like I said, I've made my qualms about how I feel about Hillary and everything else, is how much I want to see a woman president, but probably not her. But just watching Trump finally getting wrangled back a little bit so that he's supposed to know what a debate's supposed to go down as, and be just kind of crippled at every, because it's obvious that Hillary is like Chun-Li. She's got the 3-star kick. She's got the fucking, you know, the upside down fucking thing that she can do. She's got like the, you jump up in the air, I jump up in the air, I throw your ass to the fucking ground, I just crush your shit. She can do that. No problem. Donald Trump was like Zangief. He's like, I've got big fists that I throw my
meat
friend.
Meat hammers.
Hammers that I throw. Putin gave me said hammers.
He gave me a bear.
Good guy. I know him. Exactly, you know, we ride on horseback together, shirtless, as if guys do that ever.
But yeah, I agree Trump is very, very inept at any sort of debate. He's very good at his rally rhetoric, bashing Hillary.
Because it's all people saying the same thing.
It's all people that agree with him. Yeah. So,
did you see?
No. Sorry, go ahead. Please. I'm excited to hear what I should have seen.
We should call this podcast "Go Ahead, Please." I think that's the name. It's like no, you first.
This is way more polite than that debate was. He had to have the last word for everything, and he wouldn't even let the moderator do his job.
Yeah. Which was just astronomically. Well, that's the same thing from all the other debates they've had.
And that's how all debates work. You know, he's like, no.
And to be fair, too, she was also every bit the last, I think it was the last debate that they had, where she was also sort of showing a little bit of backbone, in a sense, you know, as if women don't. But I mean, in that point, like the first one,
she stepped back.
Give him all the rope that
she let him tie that noose and throw that rope over the rafter and just waited.
Oh, yeah.
And then the second one, she egged him on a little bit because she knew that he would self-destruct.
Yeah. And he did. Yeah. Epically. And that's kind of the thing. Where, you know, it's kind of like, if you remember a little documentary about politics, it's called The Karate Kid.
Wax on.
Little Italian kid from New Jersey, I believe, is the state of the origin. And he had to fight a candidate from California, you know, and it was all for the importance of America or some girl he was trying to bang, whatever. It's here or the other, you know, and you know, he thought that he knew that he was the best around, and he knew that he needed to pull that off. And so he would wait for them to sort of come at him and then hit him in the face with a fucking crane kick and make that so epic. But did you hear about, or did you see the awesomeness that was when Trump got booed at the Catholic rally dinner?
No. This happened, I heard about it.
Like last night. Oh, my. This is like nine different shades of brutal. Okay, so it's like, okay, so imagine like all of like Catholicism coming together for one massive fundraising dinner. And it's almost like the, who is it? The Dean Martin roasts. Where you're like, you know, you sort of have one person on the dais is being roasted, but it's all like, you know, it's basically like a free for all. You can roast anybody you want. And so this guy, Al Smith? Pretty sure it's Al Smith.
Sure. Your guess is as good as mine.
Al Smith was the one. And so he's backstage and he flipped a coin to see whether Donald would go first or Hillary would go first. So he flips the coin. And it lands on Trump. And so he's up there. And he, dude, his opening, I'll leave a link. I'll send a link to
definitely.
You before you post this podcast because it's hilarious. Al puts a fucking torch job on Donald before he even gets up on stage. And he's the first speaker. And it's beautiful. It's amazing. So he's like, you know, if Donald was not there to see the coin flip, he would cry that this
was rigged
and that I was trying to
sway the election.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
But I will. I'll give you a couple of quick bits here. Let's see here. All right. Donald starts off with a special hello to all of you in this room who have known and loved me for many, many years. I become your best friends, but he continued, since he began running for president, now they think that I'm no good rotten scoundrel because I'm running as a Republican. And so it starts off, you know, kind of like lukewarm, and then he launches in like this like full on like just angry Jeffrey Ross roast of Hillary Clinton, which, again, some of which totally justified, a lot of which I did kind of laugh at. I'm not going to say I didn't. He had some good writing for the whole thing. But here's the beauty part. by about the three-quarter mark of this link that I will send to you, this group of Catholics that are all there, like this massive Colosseum is filled. They raise the most amount of money for their charity, which is for children from disenfranchised families. They raised $6 million for this benefit. And it was, like I said, the most in history. They raised all this money for them. And as he starts to go into like this, like no longer like I'm trying to be funny, but more like I'm trying to kind of garner votes and be hate filled and ignorant, kind of the way he is normally. He got booed at this. And there is I don't know if it's like a CNN or an MSNBC. There was some representative that was there. Is like, this is the first time in all the years I've ever been to any of these benefits I've ever heard anyone ever be booed during their speech, because he just turned into the Donald Trump that we all know that
the bumbling buffoon
to be specific.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah, I can't wait to see that. My biggest takeaway from this was Donald Trump looked the entire time like he was debating, is it a fart or is it a shart? I can see the internal monologue going through his head. Do I chance it? Or do I need to try and wait?
Here's the thing. I've had farts in my life. Some good farts, some very good solid, you know, like expelling farts. I understand that. I've been there. I've known that. But however, my fear is that my component will allow several sharts to come into my life or to our country unchecked, unregistered, into my underwear, which is my country, ideally. It's where I keep my junk. It's where I keep my most important
my prized
bits
possessions
of my life. You know, so I don't understand how we're going to allow this person to be elected president. Come 19 or 15 days from now. So America, understand, do you want to fart?
Do you want a shart?
Do you want a shart? And truly, to me, Bryce, I truly think you have knocked the fucking, like, you know, with fucking Lorthan's hammer by the Sons of War band, you just knocked that fucking that nail through the goddamn floor. Like, that is truly what this election is.
It's a fart, like, or a shart.
You want to
yeah.
Exactly. So what do you want? What do you want? Okay. Also, other possibility name for the show to say.
And the first thing I wrote down when I was taking notes was, it looks like he's trying to read something really far away. And then a little bit later on, I'm thinking, oh God, he's debating, is it a fart or is it a shart? And I just...
He's just like, you know, I eat a lot of beans. I eat a lot of beans.
I had some Trump Towers... taco salad.
I had some Trump steaks also. I mean, some are good, some are bad. I don't know, it depends on your political affiliation or whatever. It's tragic.
I got them from my casino in Atlantic City. Mr. Businessman.
So, wow. Yeah. I mean, in all honesty, there's nothing that perceivably from this standpoint where we're at on this end of the election that we can foresee as an American people, as a people with half a brain in our heads. They don't just watch Fox News or watch, you know, whatever online media that we think is the one that's supposed to spoon feed us our intelligence about how our country's going to run, how things are going to go well. So in what little time that we have left, for everyone that's listening right now, do yourself a favor, do ourselves a favor, do our children, do your children a favor, and do the fucking homework. Do the fucking
backwards. And go to the fact-checking websites. Fact check their claims on these debates. There are organizations that are nonpartisan or bipartisan or they don't have a pony in the game. They just want to bring out the truth of what each candidate says.
Yeah, they're not
nonpartisan. Thank you.
Basically, like, you know, my job is strictly to be here to let you know what the true and honest facts are. And if you're willing to sort of buy into what these two fucking snake oil salesmen are trying to sell you. And again, like I said, as much as I hate Trump, and trust me, I would love to see him die in a fire raped by spiders, you know, and I can have that emailed to me on a private server that I won't be able to delete later on, or maybe I will, I don't know. Or maybe just like, to my phone directly, or just
have
like,
it as your wallpaper.
A Kindle Fire or something. Yeah. Oh my God. Okay. I mean, neither one is any of the better options. And yes, something that we actually haven't ever touched on was the fact that there are write-in votes available, but the problem that we have at this point is that now we're living in the world of the 24-hour media cycle. So you can't just sort of like, you know, well, I'm going to write in for Johnson or Stein.
Well, they're actually on the ballot, but there are. So, again, the Opening Arguments podcast I was talking about, their latest episode, they touch on write-ins, and to be a write-in, you actually have to officially declare as a write-in for, I think it was 34 states. And the time frame has passed, so there's no, you can't become a write-in at this point.
I'm sorry, did you see a little movie called Brewster's Millions?
No.
Vote for nobody. Well, whatever. It's. can you edit this podcast? Can you just cut that part out?
And say, we don't edit
That one profound.
There is no
comment?
Edit.
Could you please just look? Because I mean, that was like the least.
There is no I in America. Day. God damn it.
But there is an I in
when?
Edit.
Edit. Edit. But and one of the biggest things that I want to say about this election too is it's not just who will be president, but they will be deciding who's on the current vacant space on the Supreme Court, because that's again, a like whole nother fucking issue that's been ridiculously stupid. And the Republicans are going to very much regret not taking the current nominee.
Yeah.
But
it's cartoonish at this point. And I mean, I feel like we're trying to do like a Three Stooges, like, you know, montage through like a doorway at the same time, trying to get the same point. Like, yes, but
and
so yeah, it's ridiculous that, you know, we're at this point and we can't have any decisions made. Like I said, regardless of how I feel about the things that Obama fell short on, the fact that the Congress and everything else have done to blackball him. To keep him from making moves to fix things, and then turn around and hang him on those same fucking inabilities to fulfill the things that he promised he would.
Like, he had so many roadblocks that he wasn't able to. But it's not just the current vacancy. There will most likely be at least two others, because the justices are not getting any younger. And that will sway very largely how the Supreme Court rules on the legality of laws.
My vote is for the corpse of Strom Thurmond. So pretty sure he can still, like, as a walker, the walker vote, if you will. And I mean, like, you know, like an old person with a walker, I mean, like literally, like, you know, a zombie back from the dead, walking around looking like a crypt keeper. Like, he deserves a spot somewhere in the decision-making process.
I had a note because Trump kept bringing up Antonin Scalia, because Republicans love Antonin Scalia because he's anti-choice, pro-life, pro-gun. I mean, he's the embodiment of what the Republicans want. And I had a note about Trump really wants to continue to suck Antonin Scalia's dead cock, because he would not stop talking about him.
Oh, yeah. I love his cock. It's a strong, it's a thick cock. It's very visceral. Many veins from the base of the shaft to the tip. I've known it well.
I'm sure
I've
he
gone
has.
Golfing with his cock. I've understood his cock at times when, you know, other groups did not really agree with what he was trying to put across to or penetrate.
He whispered sweet nothings into my ear.
And yet somehow I heard them. I could hear him coming, unintended, when it came to that. So, but yeah, so I mean, basically this election is going to be, for lack of a proper term, a fucking shit show.
Yeah, it has been.
And no matter who gets elected, it has to not be Trump, but I'm pissed off. It's going to have to be someone that is being hoisted upon the shoulders of so many people that Hillary is going to be the savior. She's not. She's not the best choice. She's the only other choice that most Americans will see, as opposed to writing in a vote for somebody that you've not taken the time to research or do the homework on or give a shit.
And I believe that we do need to get away from this two-party system for these elections. And I think Bernie Sanders was on a good track to do that. But with how dangerous Donald Trump is, it's not the right time.
I disagree. I think we should go with what they used in, what was it? What was that movie that came out not too long ago? The Mockingjay?
We need tributes.
We need tributes. Yes, we need tributes from each
sector,
state. And they have to throw up three fucking fingers. Like, motherfucker, I'm here. I'm from Pennsylvania, dude. All right. We're going to put you all in a room. We'll kill motherfuckers. There's going to be one left. That's our president. And that's a president that I would love to have, you know, for myself. Pennsylvania, we got a lot of people that got knives. We got guns. We got a lot of anger and hatred and animosity. Let's work towards that to fix the problems that we have currently.
Oh boy.
Just a thought. Just, you know, just tossing it out there.
Boy, oh boy. All right. Yeah.
Is it better than what we have on the table right
Probably.
Now? Probably. Okay. Well, I'll take that as a yes.
But I
all right, brother.
I would just the last thing I'm going to say is, while I'm not excited about Hillary the way I would be if it was Bernie, I think she will be a steady hand on the rudder of the country. She's not going to do anything grand to make things a million times better for people, but she's not going to make it worse. So even if we get 4 years of mediocre, it's way better than 4 years of cut taxes for the rich.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's been one of those things where, too, like, if she doesn't do as exemplary a job as Barack did to have finally a black man in office that did just, like, the most amazing, to basically take the ship and pull a full-on 180 and pull this country out of the nosedive that it was in, Hillary has got, even if she gets elected, has a much more difficult
She's got some big shoes to fill.
Not only is she not a man.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. She's got all those things to have to do and do them better than Barack did. And I don't think as much of a candy ass as fucking, you know, Trump is. Because, I mean, like I said, dying of fire, hit by spiders. Totally fine with
fire breathing spiders.
But doesn't deserve. Ooh, fire breathing. Do we have those?
Can we get those? We can GMO them. God, that'd be awesome.
Is it Amazon Prime? Can we get those?
Deliver to Trump Towers.
Please, if you wouldn't mind. I'll give you the floor number or whatever. But yeah, no, again, if Hillary does not fulfill what it takes to be a strong and amazing woman president, she's going to put back the women's movement that much farther to have the next woman president come in there, regardless of how well they are versed, they are qualified, they have all the other things that require someone to be the main person in charge, and not keep some, as ridiculous as this sounds, some bullshit fucking reality show star who hates women, talks like a douchebag, and is a total asshole from getting in there when she should have in the first place. So if she gets in, I sincerely hope that she can make that change happen for the betterment of not only America, but also for the advancement of women all over the place. Equal pay, equal work.
Yeah, I totally agree with quality, that. I think that she will have an easier time than Obama did, because I think Republicans are going to lose their majorities in a lot of places.
I can see that, yeah.
And that will make passage of bills that she wants to sponsor a lot easier to happen.
Well, she knows how to do it, and again, she's got nothing but financial backing in the whole thing, which, sour grapes, nope, none here. You know, there are some issues that I have a problem with, and there was one person that actually had a good dream in his heart. His name was Luke Skywalker, and all he wanted to do was defy the Empire and just, you know, rebuild the rebellion, which is what we're basically facing at this point. We're facing the rebellion. Are you going to be on the rebellion, or are you going to be on the Empire side? Who are you going to be on? I want to be on the side of the guy who was the voice of the Joker. Hands down, drops mic, walks off stage. That's it.
And I think that's a good place to wrap this up.
Cool. All right. So well, there it is. James, so thank you for not showing the fuck up today.
Fucking asshole.
I'm sure you're busy doing your thing. I hear he's voting for Trump, but whatever.
I hear he's a douche.
No.
Yes.
He is a cleansing agent for, you know, problems that certain people have.
He could be a steamer, a vaginal steamer.
Do you want more rope? I'd love to give you more rope. I have all the... I am got the Burlington Rope Factory behind it. I can just give you all the rope.
Jim, thank you very much. I appreciate you giving up your time out of your day to do this.
No worries, brother. Bryce, in all sincerity, as much as I miss having those shows where it's you, me, and James together, you know, you and I can also bring a good show to the Not Another Podcast universe. In all sincerity, can't wait to have the next show together, where James can chime in with his two cents, which I'm sure he'll be kind of shy on, but whatever. Neither here nor there. Whatever. No, I'm sure he's going to have a lot to say about what went down on today's show, but I feel like this is a solid one right here.
Cool. Well, thank you. And that's it for our episode, and we will see you next week.
Later.
Thank you for listening to Not Another Podcast. There are so many places for you to find us outside of www.notanotherpodcast.com. For instance, you can find us on Facebook at Not Another Podcast. You can also find us on Tumblr at www.notanotherpodcast.tumblr.com. You can also find me, Samantha Stark, on Twitter at SamanthaStark3. And you can find James on Twitter as well under James Spooky, spelled with an I-E, not A-Y. And you wanted it, you asked for it, you got it. You can also find us now on iTunes under, you guessed it, Not Another Podcast. We'll talk to you soon. Peace out, Not Another Podcasters.